Curious about innovation in the built environment, we jumped at the chance to study a startup with the audacious goal of transforming the urban landscape with technology. Wherever you work, the demand for innovation is likely intense. After all, developing great new products that delight customers is a surefire way to win in a competitive marketplace. But this book tackles a different kind of innovation challenge, the kind that involves introducing not a new product, but an entire new system. Consider two history-shaping innovations found in the kitchen of most modern households. One, the refrigerator, transformed how we eat by enabling the preservation of perishable foods for days and even weeks. The other, the telephone, a smaller object with far greater physical reach, puts us in instant contact with distant friends and colleagues. Today, both are taken for granted household objects. A crucial difference between these familiar innovations is that one is a standalone product and the other functions as part of a complex system. That difference motivates this book. The refrigerator can be purchased, delivered, and used, like hundreds of other products we might find in the home. The telephone, in contrast, does little on its own. To have practical use, an entire system of components, wires, poles, regulations, services, and customers had to be developed around it, involving players from multiple industry sectors. Putting Alexander Graham Bell's 1876 patent for a device to transmit the human voice through an electric current into world-changing use required, in short, the cooperative action of technologists, service personnel, government regulators, real estate owners, designers, builders, electricians, lumber companies, operators, and more. When the first telephone exchange, with 21 subscribers, was built in 1877 in New Haven, Connecticut, a few of these players had come together to present a first small-scale demonstration of a telecommunications system. It would be many years before thousands of people participated in the telecommunications system, even more years and more technological innovation before the first transcontinental call in 1915, and another decade still before the first transatlantic call in 1926. Although continued innovation in telecommunications has occurred in every decade since, the massive, world-changing innovation lay in the creation of that first telephone exchange system. Interestingly, that innovation was inspired by a lecture given by Bell, but was not created by him. Its lead creator, George Coy, not a household name like the famous Bell, nonetheless played an essential role in building the future of telecommunications. Just as a telecommunications system could not be developed by a single individual or a single product development team, or even by a single company, the innovation journey we highlight in this book also involves players from multiple industries. And as we argue in this book, introducing system innovations, no matter how audacious, starts small, with a pilot of some kind from which people can learn, the equivalent of that New Haven exchange. Because it is hard for most of us to imagine a world before telephony, we rarely step back to consider, what does it take for determined visionaries to mobilize people and technologies to build the future? That is the question we tackle in this book. Certain kinds of audacious, world-changing innovations, like smart, green, livable, human-scale cities, are difficult to bring into being because there are simply too many things that have to change in a coordinated manner. These are the very real challenges of building the future, of bringing desired new and complex possibilities into existence, on purpose. They are considerable and at times overwhelming to contemplate, but they are surmountable, as human history has shown. To bring to life the human story that underlies multi-sector collaboration and future building, we decided to take a deep dive into a single case study of audacious innovation. We followed the journey of a smart city startup and found that it offered a fascinating and intimate glimpse of the people, their ideas, and their interactions behind audacious innovation.